Rav Ashi Yama new teretz now. With Srik Shver, why is the Kli Suchas Makabel Tumah? How come glass is Makabel Tumah? With your eyes, the glass is not called the Kli to Makabel Tumah. Rav Ashi Yama Liyolam LeKli Cheres Domi. Rav Ashi says no. Really, glass, the Rabbanim made it Tumah because it's bringing it to Kli Cheres. We had before, since you make it out of sand, glass is made from sand, it looks like a Kli Cheres. Or the Zerlich Kasha, Loch Yer Kasha. The kasha was a kli cheres. If a sheres touches the outside of the kli is not makabel tumah. So we have shver. How come a glass? If a sheres touches the outside of the glass, we say the glass is makabel tumah. If glass is tamei machmas kli cheres, it shouldn't be makabel tumah from the outside. The teretz is hoyo v'nira teichor kabori. The glass, you can see through glass. So the outside looks like the inside. So then if you're going to say touching the outside is Torah, people think who would have been touching the inside also. You can't tell the difference so much. The guy's touching here in the back of the glass. So you see through the glass. You can't tell Kula if he's touching the inside or touching the back of the glass. So that's why by glass Rabban hadn't made Xerum, but no matter where you touch the glass, it always looks like you're touching the inside. That's why it's Makabel Tumah. Benachnami, glass is only Machmas HaKli Cheres. So Rashi, Hoyo V'niru Teichai, Mi Bachutz, Derech Taf Meisov. Is the choshev gav elatoich? Is the outside is not choshev elatoich? The toich is the choshev. So Chura Sassam says, what he needs to say is that since you can't tell the difference when you touch the outside, it looks like you're touching the inside. So it's like one gzera, but how to make a gzera? And the Maisa, the Rambam paskins like this teretz, the Gavashi's teretz, and the Nafkin Minuiz, you can't be table a glass kli. This teretz, the reason why the Rabbanan made glass to Makabel Tumah, because the Rama took kli cheres. Now, Kli Cheres has no tefillah b'mikvah. If a Sheres touches a Kli Cheres, it does not put into the mikvah. The only answer is to break it. Now, that's why Rama passes also. If a glass, it's not negeh b'zman hazeh. For a glass, that's not be negeh b'zman the base of Midrash Mashiach, Mitzvah. B'zman the base of Midrash, when you had Truma, and you had Edith, the Tyro, so if a glass was Makabel Tumah, you can't be table in the mikvah. The only answer you have is to break the glass. Because the Rama passes has left like Rav Ashi's parents. That really, glass is only Mekabel Tumah because Rabbanan gave it a din like Kli Cheres. If it's Bema, the Kli Cheres, I deserve it, then there's no din mikvah. So Taisus speaks out the top Taisus. Rav Ashi Yom Leolam Kli Cheres Domi. Hochos of Taisus, Lestal Rav Ashi Taim Ahoyo V'chi Nishbru Yeshlem Takono Shavinu. He's here, Rav Ashi doesn't hold Rabbanan with a mega tomein out metal. That was the story before, that glass is doimah to metal, just like metal when it breaks, you can fix it up. Who had been glass, you can also fix it up. As Rav Ashi doesn't know from this teretz. Of the Tosfos Miyu, Linyan Ratzrichen Tfilah Kishen Chadoshim. That's halacha, whenever you buy a kli from a goy, midiraisa, you have to be toibul the kli first. What type of kli? Kli matches. Learn out from kli midyon, that's toyin tfilah. If you buy a metal kli from a goy, is midiraisa, you have to put it in the mikvah before you can use it. Glass is only turned filling with the rabbonin. Zok the istle the Rav Ashi high timer. The head your parak vasim masechta by the zora. Chur tays rabbonin another shaila now. Halacha is if you buy a metal kli from a goy that made a metal kli, when he swore buys it, he has to be tabled first. Halacha is the kli cheres. If you buy a nursely kli, you're not mechuyv to be tabled. A kli cheres has no din tefillah if you buy it from a goy. Only a metal kli. So the big nafkamina now. What about if you buy glass off a goy? If you hold here like Rav Ashi, that the only reason why glass is tomei, because it's like Kli Cheres, because if you buy it off a goy, you shouldn't have to put it into the mikvah first, because Kli Cheres has no din tefillah, the mikvah. And Dorsak Taisis, Rav Ashi himself says in Masechta Avodah Zarah, he has to be tevil glass. So mashma for the halach is, when you buy glass off a goy, there Rav Ashi is also masking, Rabbanan made the gzeirom also a Kli Matchit. Because he's also masking, it's doima to Kli Matchit. Glass is also, but it's only the Rabbanan. So nafkamina, I mean, when you buy glass, that's the maisu. When people buy glasses, you're supposed to table the mikvah first. The shaila is about china. We have a china set, because really china is earthly clearly. That's not kli cheres. It's not mechuyu to be tabled. Now some people are machmas since it's glazed. The glaze, the top of the china is glazed. They say that's called kli suchis. Some say, no, it's so small, you can't take it off. It's not called kli suchis. You have to get the shaila. Some people are mekul, you don't have to be tabled china. And some people are machmir. I think Ramosh is mekul, so you don't have to be tabled china. Some people are yamachmir. But the loch is like this, because if it's a kli suchis, kli cheres, or it's kli keli, you're not mechuyvah to be tabled. But your eyes, you only have to be tabled metal if you buy from a goy. And Rabbanan said, who was in glass? And that's why it speaks out, even though Rav Ashi, Hilchos Tumah, said glass is not to kli cheres, But nageir to that takonah, that when you buy it off a goyim, even Rav Ashi is made that you have to be toiv of glass. Because glass also has the mila, it's going with the metal. So when you buy glass from the store, you should be toiv it. Unless you know it was made in Israel, or you know it was made by Yisrael, by a Yid. Right. Shimon ben Shetach, one of the comments he had before was, Shimon ben Shetach was taking ksuba l'isha. He made a takona to give a ksuba. What does it mean a takona? It's midrash, you have to give a ksuba. So Gemara and ksuba says that, metchila, when you mechayg yourself to give a ksuba, it's enough to put aside some money. So I owe you $200, I'm putting aside this money. What happened later? L'isha knew when the Baal gives a get, he'll make kunsin and lose that money, the money won't be around anymore. So Northern Lashem got scared, they won't get the ksuba. So Shimon ben Shetach made a takona that when you make right up the ksuba, all your nechasim you own are achroi for the ksuba. You can't pattern yourself by saying, I put aside the $200 and they got burnt up, they got lost. You can't pattern yourself anymore. Any property, any money you have is mechui, is meshuba to the ksuba. That was Shimon ben Shetach's takona. The gozer tumah kli matris. He also made a gzeira that kli matris, metal kli, is makabu tumah. Shrati Gemara, kli matris diraisa ninu. That's in the deraisa kli matris, and metal kli is makabu tumah. What do I need Shimon ben Shetach made a gzeira for? The chzivish, that's the posik, achas azov yetakesef. This is the posik by Midian. They will learn when you bought the kelim off the goyim, you have to be terrible in the mikvah. So mashma tefillah helps, tefillah takes off the tumah. So the Gemara lanitzuchu el lutumah yishona. It means Allah we had before, that if Mekhila you had a metal kli, that a sheriff touched the kli. So the metal kli is Makabal Tumah. Now it's true, if you put it into the mikvah, it becomes Torah, true. But you could also break it. If you break the metal kli, the kli becomes Torah. What about now, you fix up this metal kli again, so the Midiraisa it remains Torah. The Rabbonin gave Tumah Yishonah, we'll soon see why they did this. But the Rabbonin said when you fix up this metal kli, the old Tumah comes back again. The Amar Rav Yudu Amarav. Maisa b'sheltziyin hamalka. She was the queen. She also saw mishta lebno. She made a big suda, a big mishta for her daughter, for her son. V'nitmu kol keleha. Happened by that suda, all the kelim became tummy. Chveis the zav was running around there. All the kelim became tummy. So Rashi, that's b'sheltziyin Rashi, b'nei shimim ben shetach hoisa. Some say this was Yanai's wife. Yanai was the melech and his malka. And is brought down behind the Maran Brochus. That Yanai Amalko, that Yanai killed out all the Chachamim, and he only left over one, Shimon ben Shetach. And Shimon ben Shetach, that was the brother to this queen. And then when Yanai didn't know how to make a bracha, Brichas HaMazon, he asked his wife, bring me somebody to make a bracha for me. So she said, I'll bring you my brother if you don't kill him. Shimon ben Shetach was Yanai Amalko's sister, brother. So, about that chasn, at that suda, all the kelim became tomis. The Trashe called Kelea B'meis. Somebody died by the suda, or the day before somebody died in the house, and all the kelim in the house became tummy. That's the law. You have a mace in the house, and there's too much oil. Anybody under the same roof of the mace becomes tummy. Who wasn't all the kelim in the house? You have a mace lying in this room, all the kelim in this room become tummy. How does it become torn now? Tumas mace is a chumadika tumma. You tummy for 7 days. Just like if a person touches the mace, you tell me for 7 days, you have to have hazor from the paraduma. You have to have hazor that spritz on you the 3rd day and the 7th day, and after that you can be toivum. That's why this man is there, everybody come out this tummy mace, and we can't become Torah, because we don't have the paraduma today. So we can't get the tumas mace off us. But midiraisa, if you want to get tumas mace off you, you have to have hazor, you have to have the ephraim of the paraduma, and they put it into water, and the kohen spritzes it on you the 3rd day and the 7th day, then you can be tabled with mikvah. Who was in kelim also? If kelim touched the mace, or kelim was in the same oil as the mace, the kelim also had this chomadika tumla. That the only way you matar your kelim is you have to have hazor, you have to throw a spritz on it, yom shlish and yom shvi, and then you can be tabled with mikvah. So here the Malkur, it happened a day before the big Suda, all the kelim became tummy. So she can't wait 7 days to go wait. She asked, she's making the, whatever, bar mitzvah, whatever it was, she's doing it tomorrow. So she can't wait 7 days. So what's the etzah to netayer all the kelim? Is the etzah was, the shavrasan, you break the kli. You break the kelim, that's netayer them, that's etzah 1, 2, 3. Is even a kli that was makabel tumah from a mace, if you break the kli, it becomes Torah. What she do then? And right away she took all the kelim back to the blacksmith and he made him fix them up again. And he melted them down again. He made them over again. V'yosimem kelim chadosh, you made new kelim now. So she thought that was good. And midiraisa, it is good. Midiraisa, when you break the kli matchit, the tumah goes off it, even you fix it up again, midiraisa, it's torah. V'yomru chachomim, machim mechetach said that, the drashing the rischa and shodi belashim chaver kesem mechaviyot. Here, the Gemara, my timer. What's the time? How come Shim ben Shetach made this gezeira? Why did Rabbanan make gezeira? They had this kli matchis that was tamei, and then you broke it. So the derisu tumah goes off it. Why did Rabbanan make this gezeira? If you fix up the kli again, the tumah comes back in again. Why should Rabbanan make this gezeira? So the Gemara, mishum geder mechates nogubo. Rabbanan made a geder mishum mechates. What does that mean? The Rashi, geder mechatis, nimsa mechatis petelim. That there's going to be this eitzah that you can break the kelim, although you can forget about this eitzah of waiting 7 days to mechay your kelim with mechatis, with the paraduma. Nobody's going to do it. At any time a kli becomes something from a mace, I wait 7 days and have to go to the kohen, to the base of Migdash, to the Meshuggah, and wait till the next azor, third, seventh day, till I push an eitzah. I'll break the kli in half, and then I'll fix it up again. So Mazayel Zayin Botel, nobody will use the Mechatis anymore. And the Rabbanim didn't want you to forget about the Mitzvah Mechatis. Therefore, Rabbanim made Xerua, this Eitzah won't help you. If you break your Kli and fix it up again, the Tumah is going to come back again. So therefore, the only Eitzah is a way to use the Mechatis, Yom Shlishi, Yom Shavi, and the table of the Mikvah, and then it's torn. Shrashi, get the Mechatis. Nimso Mechatis Petelim. Shein Lechod, Mamtim Zayin Yom, nobody's going to wait no more 7 days. El Shavron, don't break it right away. People forget about using the Mechatis anymore. So therefore, Rabbanan made Xera. So the Gemara, this is only a Svara if the Kli was Mekabel Tumah from a mace. From a mace, the Locher is, then you have to wait 7 days until your Kli becomes Tor. What about if a Sheriff touches the Kli? It's only Tumah 1 day. And you could be tabled in the Mikvah right away, and it comes Hera Shemesh at night, you're allowed to use the Kli. So why did the Rabbanan make the Tumah Yishana there? If a Sheretz touched the Kli Matchis, and the Kli Matchis broke, and then you fix it up again, why did the Rabbanan say the Tumah comes back again? Here you don't have the Svarim. People forget about Mechatis. It's only by Tumas Meis. So it depends like this. So the Marahon Yichla Mandi Yom is true. Why did the Tumas Omru? They didn't say this Chumra, that all Tumas, that if you break the Kli and fix it up again, the Tumah comes back again. Elu Tumas Meis Bavad Omru. Only by Tumas Meis, only if a mace touched the Kli, then the Rabbanu made this Gzeira, that if you break the Kli and fix it up again, still it's Tumah, then it's very good. But Eina Hanami, if a Sheretz touches the Kli, the metal Kli, so the Kli is Tumah, now if you break the Kli, true, Gzuntah, you could use it. You fix it up again. The Rabbanu didn't make any Gzeiras. When you fix it up again, still become Tumah. There's no reason to make the Gzeiram, because nobody's going to do it. So why do they have to gain so much? It's a question of a few hours only. You could be tabled in the Mikvah right away, and wait till Tzeis HaKavim, then it comes Mutter. So at this moment, the Yom will be very good. Ela l'man diyama. No. L'chol ha-tumas amru. Ma'yik l'meyma. There's a man diyama that says that when Shimon ben Shetach made this gezeira, that a kli that was tumay, and if you break it, you fix it up again, it becomes tumay again, on all kelim. Even a kli that's makal tumah from a sheretz. So then it's true. Why did they make such a chomadik gezeira for? If a sheretz touched the kli, why do you have to say if you break it, then fix it up again, it should become tumay again? What's the gefelach? People won't forget any mitzvahs. And the Gemara, Rabbayo, Gzeiro, Shema lo yikvenu v'chtei tarosei. Yeah, we're still afraid. The person is going to go to break it. We're afraid that if you're breaking it, not the terrorist to break it. We see from what you're doing is you break it, and right away you fix it up again. So we know when you broke it in the tchila, it wasn't really to break it, to leave it that way. You had in mind right away to fix the kli again. So observe we have the Gzeiro, maybe you're not going to break it so good. This halach is how much you have to break the kli. That's Mishnayos and Kelim. You have to break the kli enough that it's not usable anymore. So if we see this person is not really interested in breaking it, he's just interested in he's only interested in taking the tumor off. But right away he's going to fix it up again, we have Xer, no, don't do that, because maybe you won't break it good. So that passed by all tumors then. Tomorrow, Shem Malaykven of Bechtei Tarosai. Shrashi Bechtei Tarosai, Kamaitzi Riman, the sizes of a pomegranate. You have to make such a big hole in the kli that a pomegranate can fit through it. You make such a big hole, then we say you're not going to use the kli anymore. So we're afraid maybe people will make so big. Weiter. Rabbi Roma another time. Gzeira Shem Yomru Tfilas Bayayim Oluloi. People make mistakes. People know your kli, a sheriff touched the kli in the morning. Now, if they see that in the afternoon you use your kli, they're not going to know the reason why you were matayri because you broke it and you had it fixed. So think person, you took it into the mikvah. What's happened in the morning? It was tameh, and now it's the same kli again. Now you're using it. How do you use it so fast? Elamai, you put it into the mikvah. And people as they will think that you don't have to wait anymore to say Chavim Harishenish. They think you're allowed to use it right away. Therefore, the one had to make it very, very tight and true. You can't use it right away. Shema Yomru, people say it's filas by Yom Eloi. People think that you have Eitzah to matan your kli right away. Who would it if you put it into the mikvah? It becomes Torah right away. Shashi Bas Yomru, B'loi Harishemis, people won't wait till Sezik Chovim. Shoroyish and Nitmo, people saw your kli was Makabal Torah in the morning. Or Mishtam Shem, then by Yom, then in the afternoon, you're using this kli. People won't think you broke it in between. People think normally you just put in the mikvah in between. They'll think you put in the mikvah. And Oila Moelis, they'll see you using it. So come to think, you know what? A mikvah helps right away. As soon as you put it in the mikvah, you're allowed to use the kli right away. And that's not the lechem. Nogeya to truma, if the kli was mekabel tumah, you're not allowed to eat truma with this kli until Harish Shemesh. So if a man had to make a gzeirah, that breaking the kli doesn't help. But the more my benayu, what's the nafkamina between these two tamim? Whether we're afraid the breaking, people think boy by yirma helps, or else it's exerva, they won't break it so good. Ika benayu de tzafinu matzev. Shal, if you broke it real, real gezut. Mamash matzev means the mamash I broke the kli into pieces. So, if you broke it into pieces, if you have the exerva, the first thing, you don't make such a good hole. Here, when we see clothes, mamash push it, made into pieces, you don't have the exerva. But if the tam is that people will know about, you do have the exerva. See, Rashi? The Tzafinu Matzev. Here, Rikon, you emptied it out, the Shovron Kulon, you broke the whole finger. Kamoy Macholos Ratzufa, like a squashed ant. Shema Lo Yikven Oleka. If you want to set examples, maybe somebody won't break it so good. That's only if he stop makes one hole in it. But the guy took the whole glass and almost gave his lips and made it to 1,000 pieces, so they don't have any examples, he's not going to do such a good job. Of the Shema Yen Rika, that's the other example, that somebody who don't know what you did to the clean. They saw this glass clean, they saw this metal clean in the morning, that was tummy. And the afternoon, they see using it again. They don't know that you made a shmeta, you broke it to pieces. Ika, Vika the army Shemli Ikven, Vika Shemli Ikven. That's a terror, that's why the Abona made this tumor Yishona, and the Maskana before was the Abona only made this tumor Yishona only by Kli Matkes, by Netul, because that's Tumor Midiraisa, but Kli Tzulchot, the glass Kli, since it's only Mikabal Tumor Midirabonim, it doesn't have a din of Tumor Yishona. Glass Kli, if you break the glass, and then you fix it up again, it will remain Tor. So the more Vidach Mai, what's the rest of the Yud Ches Devorim that were Goyza by Bayayim? Vidach Mai, he, the Tanan. Hamaniach kelim tachas hatzino lekabel behem megishon. Hatzino is usually a gutter off the roof. The water is coming down off the roof of the gutter, and you put a kli, you put a barrel underneath it to mekabel the water. Halacha is like this: we're handling now if the water in the kli is mayim shuvim that's possible for mikvah not. Halacha is if a person puts a kli down to mekabel the water in the kli, so the water comes inside the kli, the water is shuvim. The water is possible. Halacha, let's say, Stam, you left your barrel outside the backyard for no reason. Stam, you left the barrel there. In the middle of the night, all of a sudden it starts to rain. And in the morning, the barrel is filled up. So since the person had nothing to do with the water being filling up in the barrel, the water in the barrel is still kosher for mikvah. If you break the bottom of the kli and let the water fall out right into the mikvah, it will be kosher. A shuvim is not Stam possible when water goes into a kli. It's only if the man made it that the water should go into the kli. Now we have a question: when a person puts a kli here, does he have das water should come in here? If he has das, then when the water comes in, it's a psul mayim shuvim on the water. But if you didn't have das, the water should come in, and water comes in by itself, there's no psul mayim shuvim. Let's see now. The Tanan, Hamaniach kelim tachas hatzino. You leave your barrel under the gutter. Lekabel ben megishom, that you spigon, when it will rain tonight or tomorrow, the water will come dripping down. You want the water come into this barrel. Is echot kelim gudelim, whether it's big kelim, the echot kelim ketanim, the afilu kli avonim, even though you use a stone kli, that's not mekabel tumah, or kli adama, a kli made out of dirt, not a kli cheres. A kli cheres is something that you made in the oven. You had to melt, in a furnace. Yeah, kli adam is time. You took the earth just together and made it. Kli galolim. Kli that made from the shmutz of the behemoth. Now, even though these kelim are not makabel tuma for nezvegin, toislem es hamikvah. So you have a shem kli on it, that if you put this kli down here with kavana that the rainwater should fall into the kli, that's considered the man like caused the water to come in here, it has a shem sol shuvim on it. Pasul zet hamikvah. Echer hamaniach, whether you put the kli there on purpose, v'echer hashechich. Time you forgot it there. You didn't put the kli under the gutter. As far as you're concerned, it's not going to rain. It's California. It's not supposed to rain for another 2 months. Your stam happened to leave your barrel underneath on. Your stam left it there. Not with kavana. It should be filled up with water. Time you forgot it there. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it started to rain. So in such a case, also, Dibri B'Shamay, Halt B'Shamay, that since the Metzias, the person put the kli there, even though he didn't have kavana to let it be filled up with water, still, when the water comes in, is a psul ma'im shuvim. That water is considered came, filled up, the kli was filled up with water through a person, he can't use that water for a mikvah anymore. Or Be'chilu Mitarim B'Shchev, Be'chilu holds no. If you didn't put the kli there, Be'chilu with das, that it should be filled up with water, you just left it there. You were in Da'as taking all your barrels into your house. You need it in the house. The ground, you left one, you forgot one outside. And now at night, it comes to rain, the water comes into it. How pesilu, that water has no psul shuvim. Because the man didn't put the kli there with Da'as, that the water should go inside it. So this is the machlokes pesilu beshamai, that one of the youth has the word. Amara Meya, Nimnu Virabu, they had a count, who was bigger. And this was Machlekas between the Talmidim Beisham, Talmidim Beisilom, and Nimnu Virabu Beisham El Beisilom. That Beishamai were more, there were more Talmidim of Beishamai there at this meeting than Beisilom, or might, yeah. And therefore they made halacha like Beishamai. That even though you just left the Kli out there, still the Kli is Psul Maim Shuvim, the water inside it. So the Gemara of Omoidim Beishamai, Beshecheach Bechotzer. Let's say you left your barrel outside in the chutzar. Not that you left it there under the gutter, but you just left it out in the middle of your backyard, shutor. Then even Beishamai is moed yutor. Because you never put it down there mechil to catch water. It's this thing if you once put it under the gutter. So you once put it there, das, that sometimes you want water to come in. Even though at night when you're collecting all your barrels, you forgot it there. But mechil, when you put it there, you put it there, that water should go in. How Beishamai, that's called a man did something to get the water inside the cleave. But where your mamas just left your barrel in the middle of your chutzar, but you never put it there in the first place at all to catch water, even Beishamai is moed at store. The moed of Beishamai shechech b'chutzar shutor. Omer Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi name, Adayim machloikis and mekoyim emedis. There's still a machloikis Beishamai and Beisil. Let's see Rashi. Rashi tachas atzinu. Shekovu, this tzinner was a gutter that you first put into the building. Ulefset chokku, then you made holes inside the gutter. La'am shech ma'im the mikvah. So there shouldn't be a psul ma'im shuvim in the tzinner itself. The shuv ain't a poisel. Aval akelim poiselim mishum shiva. But if you have a gutter that had a base kibul in it first, and then you put it, let the water go through, they'll pass on the mikvah. Because the water going through this is ma'im shuvim. V'yechel kelim ketanim d'lei teimel l'chashivi. Kefilu kli gololim shenim kriyim kelim l'inyi kabolus tuma. Have a kelim l'inyi shiva. Gololim shayish. Hey, Rashi is in the sun. Gololim doesn't mean for mehimas, it means a marvel. O kli adomo d'labai d'gibol hu. Kli nato kli cheris. He didn't like mix it up together good. Metairin t'shocheach l'chashivi shiva. Hoyo b'loy l'kach l'skadim. Be'sil holds that he just forgot it there. There's no psul shiva. The chotzer, like the beisid over, if you left it in the chotzer, even beishamai is moedim. Shaloi tachas tatsinu, not under the gutter. But the smal and minan noifim, it folds up by itself, and nothing will nikpun. Shutor, such a case, the mikvah is torah. The beniyah, why? Because beishamai holds. The beniyah tachas tatsinu, if you put the barrel there under the gutter, ukashenichon beshas kisharovim, or else you put the barrel outside, when it was cloudy outside, viyachakach nispazru, and then later the clouds went away. Veshachod, and you forgot your barrel outside. Kudamukla come on, the Gemara will explain who the pligi bay. That's when Beishamai says it's called shiva. Why? The goli died to shiroit shashipul toichai. Because matchilo, when you first put the barrel either under the gutter or when you saw it was cloudy, you took barrels outside. You had it in them; it should be filled up. Even though later the clouds went away and you forgot to take it inside. Still, when it rains later, it has a psul shiva. Because matchilo, you put the barrel down with that's the makabel water. Mishum pizur ovim le botlu machshavtei. Some of the clouds go away. Half beshami your machshava doesn't go away. Mishoina. Avul b'meniach bechotzer. But if you stand put a barrel in the middle of your chotzer, the afilu b'shas kisher. Even at times when there's clouds, when the spars of the clouds go away, loy muchu machshava kamayis shavim mikori hakav botlu. We don't see at any time you have the ferish adas to collect water. On the stam in the chutz, you don't collect water. The dare to collect water is under the gutter. So if you stam put the barrel out in the middle of the chutz, then even by shamay holds, it's torn. Shrashi bim koin my medis. This is Reb Yesi. This is Adayim Machlekes of Koin my medis. What does that mean? The meniach tachas hatzimur. The kishur ovin, when it was cloudy, le nimnu v'rabu leho. They didn't make a psak that Beshami was right. Levat divri beisilu. To lechazu behem, no, it's not true. They see all the dayim machlekes means that beisilu still holds the shita. And by these yud ches devorim that we say we paskel like Beshamai, it was a kash we asked at the beginning, I will love we paskel like beisilu. But the pshat is on these machlekes that we have before, the next day, beisilu was masking to Beshamai. Like the divrei beisilu gave him to Beshamai. That's the way paskel like Beshamai. Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is not one of the yud ches devorim. And this zera we can't paskel like Beshamai. Because he holds a dayim machlekes. Beisilu never gave him to Beshamai. But since Beisilu was not masking to Beshamai, Avad the psak has to be like Beisilu. Self Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, I even know, Adayim Machlokas of Kaim HaMedes. Beisilu still holds the Shita, that if you put the Kli outside, and later it was forgotten there, if when it was forgotten there, Shachach, the Kli is torn. There's no Tzul Mayim Shuvim. Omer of Meshashia, Devei Rab, Amri, Ha'akil Mahisa, like this the Machlokas is, Ha'akil Mahidin, if you put the kli outside, b'shas kisharovim, when it's cloudy, is tameyim. Then we say avada, this water is like a psul shiva, because you have das that you should collect water inside it. That has a psul mayim shuvim. B'shas pizarovim, if you put the kli outside when it was not cloudy, so you have no das rain is coming down, divrei hakol torim. Then you stand, put the kli outside. Later, the clouds came and started to rain. So the mensch has no shaykhis of the water filling up in the kli, there's no psul mayim shuvim. Le'nechluku, where's the machlokes b'sham b'shilu? Ela shenicha m'shas kisharovin. You put the kli outside when it was cloudy. So you had that, then it should be filled up with rainwater. V'nispazru, and then the clouds went away. So chur, at this time now, it's like yibotu machshavtoi. You have no more machshavu, water should come in inside anymore. V'chozo v'niskashru, and later the clouds came back again, and it started to rain. This is the machlokes b'sham b'shilu. Ma'atzava botlo machshavtoi. This is b'shilu's svara, and we pass like b'shilu. They hold that when the clouds went away, you mavat your first machshava. It's as if now the barrel outside have no machshava should be filled up with water. Well, ma'asava le botla machshavta. Beshami holds no. Since you first put it there when the clouds were there, with that the water should be filled up. If the psul mayim shuvim, the psul doesn't go off. For the Gemara, when Rav Yosi diyoma machlokes b'ayim koyim medes, but according to Rav Yosi, it says no. Beis Hillel did not give in to Beis Shammai, the Machlokes is still here. Come to say this can't be one of the Yud Ches Devarim. Because our Yud Ches Gzeris are Gzeris that Beis Hillel was masking to Beis Shammai. That's why we're passing to Beis Shammai. According to Rabbi Yosi, by this Gzeris, Beis Hillel was not masking to Beis Shammai. So Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So it can't be part of Yud Ches Gzeris. Yud Ches Gzeris was Halacha like Beis Shammai. So they were missing one of the Yud Ches, where's the 18? And to the Gemara, I'm going to Rabbi Yitzchak, Af Benois Kusim. The daughters of Kusim, a Kusi, is Nides Merisos and Baibuyem Gozu. The Abonim made Xerah that Kusim have a din needed to them. The daughters that are born, even though they're one day old, they have a Tumas Nidah. It's Nagayat Tumas, Manah Gemara, when you're eating Truma, that you didn't go near somebody who's tummy. But they said the Xerah was that the Chachamim didn't want the Yidin to be near the Kusim. Because the Shiloh of a Kusi is Gera Royas, Gera Yemes. Were they real gerim? Were they not good gerim? The call for them kusi were not mekabel terushim shebapir. They're only mekabel terushim ksav, not terushim apir. So Rabbanan didn't want Eden to be in touch with them, be close with them. Therefore, they made this gzera that boy bayayim, as soon as the daughters are born, the avatum is needed for them. So many people won't go to them. So according to Rabbi Yosi, one of the 18 was not the machlokes what's mayim shuvim. The one of the 18 is b'nais kusim nidus merisasim by v'yem gozu. But the more b'idach mayim, mash we don't have a count of 18 yet. We're still missing one or two. What's the rest to make up the 18? There is mayid nan. Kol hametautlin meviyin etatuma biuve hamarda. Kol hametautlin means any kli that's a metautl that moves around. A tape recorder, a safer, any kli, a glass, a belt, really talking about a belt. Now a belt, kol hakem leviyin etatuma biyuvei hamarda. The thickness of a marda, which is less than a tefach. A marda is usually like the ox, the straps he used to hit the oxes with. A marda means a strap. The thickness of a strap. Now the look is like this. is the halacha of oil midiraisa. Oil means if you have a mace over here and you have a roof on top of the mace, so the tumah goes up to the roof, tumah goes across, then the tumah comes down. So any kalim, like under the same oil, from the mace becomes tumah. Now how big does oil have to be? The oil has to be midiraisa at least a tefach wide. If you have a kli that's a tefach wide, that's 4 inches wide, that's over the mace. So the mace is here, and you have kalim here, and you have a kli going across. Both of them, the oil on top makes the tumah straight across, come down to the top of the kli. What about if the kli on top is only the size of a marda, size of a strap? It's not a pesach tefach. Is that also makabah tumah to make tumah's oil go down or not? So that's one of Yitzchak's dvarim. The rabbanim made it zero. If not, even though the kli on top, the strap, is not a tefach thick, it's only a little less than that, but the rabbanim, its spring has a tumas oil to it. Rashi, afilo ein ben pasach tefach, even though the smad of the strap is not a tefach wide, elakuvei hamarda, only the width of a strap. The kama forish, what does it mean? Is yesh pakei for tefach, was something round. That the roundness, if you take the whole circumference of it, had a tefach. Of the whole circumference like this, but to go straight across was less than a tefach. Is tefach chut tefach tzorach like kepoy the afagav diel the rice pochas mitefach lehevei. Even though now, since it's round, it's less than a tefach. The circumference straight across, the diameter is less than a tefach. Still, we say it's tummy. Talakum mashmisenihu kishakol ashurim hocha gozav rabbanan hekepoy mishumava. The rabbanan made exerif. You have like a round keli. That the circumference around the kli is a tefach. So Bona made exerus, since the circumference is a tefach, even though the diameter is not a tefach, still it has this kayak of an oil, that if it goes over the mace is one side, the kalim on the other side, this is enough of an oil to bring the tumah. That's exerus, one day we made. So the Gemara Akvach, who said this, Amr Tafan, the Tafan didn't agree with this exerus. Tafan was very angry at this gezeirah, and he said, "Akvich es b'ni," like a klola, or twice like Lashon Shvua. He said, "Like I should bury my son if this is halacha." Shezu halacha mukafaches. Sheshamo ashein levetoy. That if this halacha is right, like I should bury my son, because he was so strong that says halacha is wrong, and somebody heard it and he made a mistake. Trashi akvich es b'ni. Mitzayim hoyu atoyam meshakachas. He was very angry that people forgot halachas. On the kalka tafan, they made wrong halachas. Akvach mizek varim, our berry, loshen chitzach v'kitzur, sheshama ha-shemeya, kishinshalu ha-shala de'amaisa v'beis ha-medrish. When they asked this question, the beis ha-medrish, v'shama, they heard, she'etumoho, they heard somebody was tamei, v'tor, the person that heard that it was tamei made a mistake. V'lo yada mishumai tamu, he didn't understand why they said he was tamei. Heim tamu es ha-mada, they were the chum that said, what's tamei, the strap itself is tamei. Mishum kelem ha-mehilem ala meis. But the new halacha, if you have a mace on the floor and you have an oil on top, one thing is the oil itself gets tumah. Another thing is that the oil takes the tumah and brings it down again. Now, to bring the tumah across and bring it down here, the oil has to be a pasach tefach. It has to be a tefach wide. If it's less than a tefach wide, it doesn't bring the tumah down. But what about the kli itself? Is it makabel tumah yet? The kli can makabel tumah even though it's a mashu. That's what Tafan said. The Talmud heard the mice say that there was a strap on top of the mace, and he said, yes, it's tummy. So the Talmud thought that what's tummy? That the tumah goes up to the strap is an oil, brings it down, this kalim on the bottom here is tummy. The Tafan says, no, he made a mistake. You know what's tummy? Only the mad itself. Because the mad, if it's to be makabal tumah, doesn't need any shear. Even a mashu is makabal tumah midiraisa. So now may shakli atmos atrashi a mile tummy b'chol shu. Only for din oil. That means if you want the mace here and the keli is over here, you want this cleat to be tamei, that's only if there's an oil on top. How wide does the oil have to be on top? That has to be pasach tefach. But what about the strap on top? What about the oil itself? A cholshu is makabel tumah. The tamu liichur tumas erev. Male of this farmer that was working with the strap, with the axe strap on top, it's only like a rishon. It's only a rishon of tumah. It's only tumas erev. Mishum shenaga b'yaisa kli shuav tumah. It's like a true. The strap on top was makabel tumah from the mace. That's another tumah. Now when the farmer touches the strap, it becomes a rishon of tumah. What thing does a rishon of tumah have? Go to the mikvah and erev shemus yitorim. Now the Shemeya Talmud, the Talmud that heard over this mice made a mistake. Lamer, Shasul Yichud, and made the farmer Avatumah. Tomei Zayin Lin Yazar. And he made, that's a mistake. That's the inside. So the Taf was very angry. He said, Sheshoma Shemei, the person heard something, the Torah made a mistake. What did he hear? Well, Icher Oiver, the farmer was going across. He was carrying this strap, this ox's strap over his shoulders. The Eotzi Echad ala Kever. And one side of the strap was going over a Kever of the Mace. So Nehu, the oil HaMeis made the tumor go up, the strap became an Avatuma. Yeah? Timu Oisai. So the psak was that it's tomei, why cause din oil? So there was like a tafrin, the Talmud made a mistake and thought that the marda is an oil atumah, and now the person underneath it now is also like an oil ames. He has tumah shiva. So the tafrin, no, you made a mistake. It's only the marda that has a tumah ames. Vashenka, the person that touches the marda is only a regional tumah. He's only one. He only has to go to the mikvah. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ani Yisakin, I'll be Miyashiv. No, they didn't make a mistake. She did the Chom Kayomin. She Yekola Matalt Lemevinas Atuma Al Odem Shenois Oisam Buyuvi Hamada. The Alasam Bechoshu. The Ashar Odem Vekelim Bavaseh Tefach. He makes a little bit Miyashiv here to say like this: that the Talmud didn't really make a mistake. They made this Gezeira that the person himself that's carrying this Oyel, he himself becomes Tumas Oyel. He has on it. As we bow, what happens here? There's a mace here, a kever here, a person is walking with a long strap, I said it was a stiff strap, over his shoulders. So since the person is holding the strap, since the strap itself is makabel tumah, midi raisam, the rabbanu will go easy, that just like the strap is makabel tumah, who has in this person that's holding it, should also be makabel tumah. Then achrami, if the strap goes very long, and there'll be other kelim underneath the strap, then about nobody said those kelim become tummy. His mamish and oil is not. About to be an oil mamish, you have to be pesach tefach. The rabbanu just made this chumrah, that the person himself that's carrying the strap, he should be makabel tumah. He'll be a tumah shiva. Let's stop here. What's the question?
You're holding that Yud Zayin Nomer Aleph on top, just last Gemara.
He says, Yibach Mahin Dislan, Kolam Atalt Lemevien Es Hatumah B'Yuvay Hamarda. You could have an oil on top of a mace, that even though it's not thick, wide, a tefach, which you need midiraisa, it's less than that, only the width of a marda, of a strap, still it's an oil to Mekabatumah. That means if you have this oil, the strap on top, going along on top, and there's a mace on one side, and you're on the other side of the kelim there, the kelim is tummy, that's oil or mace.